Howdy, and welcome to the roundtable for Red Dirt D&D. I'm Michael Cross.
I'm Connor Schnold.
Johnny Payne.
Kiri Hester.
Brooke Bullock.
And Ash King.
And welcome. We are going to be talking about episodes 47 through 50.
50!
Wow. Whoa.
50 episodes! And I have a gift for Kiri.
What?
That I'll give to you in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Aw, that's awfully sweet.
I think he's just making fun of the fact that I wrote down in my notes, GIF from the gods instead of gift from the gods.
Coyote just handed you a meme.
Listen, that tracks with their personality, though. They communicate only in memes to Zonimus. That's how he knows what to do.
And we're still stuck in whatever century Retoya and so no one understands.
It's just memes and emoticons.
Why is this girl standing in front of this burning house looking back at us over her shoulder? Like, why don't we get this?
It's what happens when you let halflings grow up. You just can't.
No, honestly, I feel like Sneaky Coyote would have a TikTok.
Yeah.
That's all he does all day is just make TikToks. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Sneaky Coyote is the one who has access to what Ash calls the Maginet.
Yes! He is the Maginet.
Oh, that's awesome. None of these are spoilers, are they?
No.
No.
What are none of these?
No good.
Why would this be spoiler?
Oh, because Brooke is just reminding us that we didn't say beware of spoilers.
Hey, everybody, beware of spoilers.
Brooke is not very subtle.
As we are going to be talking through 47 through 50, if you have not heard 47 through 50 yet, now would be a good time to go back and listen to 47 and 50. We will wait because we'll be here. Because we're pre-recorded. So,
and you are missing out on some stuff, man.
It's amazing. Now, we do have a new feature for 47 through 50 where we have outtakes.
Yes. Glorious outtakes.
Which we do at the end of the podcast instead of during the podcast, which I think I was really excited when we decided to do this because it doesn't. I don't want to take out some of the, we have some really funny things that we talk about.
I'm hilarious.
You are hilarious.
It's the
that's going in.
It's the ADHD that's hilarious. That's what's hilarious.
None of us can keep hold of.
Right. And so I get, but it doesn't, it also sometimes will kind of throw off the narrative during the actual piece. So this way instead, we actually get to have we still get to have the funny moments, but I get to put them in. And I can tell you there's some stuff that was episodes 40 through 46 that I had to just kind of take out because they disrupted the narrative so much that they just never got heard. So now they can all be heard.
I kept begging Mike for an outtake roll that we could
waiting
put
for the 2 hour long gag reel.
Could put on the Patreon for our lovely patrons. But
that's a good idea.
You know, it never manifested, but now it's something that everyone can enjoy because we just put it at the end and it's great.
So if you are listening, so I think a lot of people might actually just switch it off as soon as the credits start sounding.
Yeah.
Wait till the end because there are some funny, funny moments, especially Johnny trying to figure out how.
That's my favorite 47.
Listen, Mike makes us sound like really great D&D players in the actual episodes,
totally
but sometimes we're not.
Okay. We never have to stop for asking questions.
You're like, he's trying to figure out what to do on my turn in combat. It's funny because right after we left that recording session, I was listening to another gaming podcast, and this guy in it goes, I really hate it when it's my turn in combat, and I just go in idiot mode and have no idea what to do. And it's as simple as walk up and hit the guy.
I've been playing
D&D. Like, that's me. I just did that.
I've been playing D&D for 40 years, and I still have no idea what to do.
You're like, I'm invisible. How do I do this?
I haven't been playing D&D at 10 in the morning for 40 years. That's the problem.
But that's also because we were dealing with Ash, who was having their wizard, their sorcerer,
the conjurer.
Yeah.
Dahlia.
Teleport. And it was just like, you know, poor Mokrin. He'd be like, you know, double move over there, and then like, and she'd go all the way down the other end of the boat. I'd be like, God!
It's like the guy chasing his hat down the street. It's always one step.
Kicking it as he goes.
That was
it was
just
brilliant
such
tactics.
I was going to say, that was just such a joy, because like...
Oh, sadistic.
Our third time fighting her.
a real note to all magic users in D&D, take Misty Step.
It is. Oh, no, that wasn't even Misty Step, man.
Yeah. It's basically a Misty Step. She goes 30 feet, and you can't attack her. You can't do anything. You know, just gone 30 feet away.
Another spell, dispel magic, or take Zonos' advice and leave her dead the first time you kill her.
The first of three times.
we're really going to go there.
I tell you that, I don't know which messed with Mokrin more, the skink at the fact that Gideon just walked on by.
Gideon just walked.
Like, Mokrin really was like, wait, what? Who? You know.
I know we're supposed to be playing like actions have consequences, which they should, and they do.
Oh,
now.
I bet they will.
But honestly, like, it's so funny for Gideon just to be like, I'm suddenly blind. I can't see what's happening.
It's like, I'm going to nod the murderer in the group and wink at him and then walk away and make some tea.
It's
and then I ask about behind what my back has nothing
Brooke,
to do with
it's just
me.
Like, I'm sure Brooke can empathize with me. The kids will say, oh, yeah, I skipped school yesterday, blah, blah. I mean, you were sick, right? You were sick, right? As you nod at them. You definitely didn't leave campus for lunch today. You wouldn't say that to me,
I was
your
totally
teacher.
The kid that did not ever catch that hint from a teacher.
Like, no, dude, I was totally at the mall.
Because, like, I was late for school one day, and he was just like, you totally were here when the bell rang, right? And I was like, no, I was late.
Trying to assist you, Connor.
I rolled a one. Oh, I didn't know you rolled. Are you sure you rolled? I'm like, yeah, I rolled a one. Are you sure you rolled those dice? You should probably roll.
I did.
I think that dice was cocked.
It was cocked. Yeah. No, like, didn't roll as intended.
Why are you doing this to me? I don't get it.
I was totally willing to take the L, and he was just like, come, like, work with me.
Teaching you a life skill.
So Gideon has just graduated.
You liked
to
him,
our
so you were
teacher.
Being honest.
Yeah. He has found the loophole. The loophole is I just can't be here to condone this behavior.
No, the problem was that was exactly what was talked about in the pilot. Yes. Plausible deniability.
Does it work on a celestial level?
Sure.
It's a little.
It's not us you have to trick.
That's right.
Sorry, Daga. What other people around me decide to do isn't my fault.
But he's on the mini, right?
It's not off topic, but speaking of plausibility, and I'd be a little this would be one of those moments.
That's true. But we're going to keep this in just because I don't edit the roundtable.
But we have on Twitch, we have plausible deniability now, and we have A&M Talk D&D.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed Ash and I discussing Ravenloft because it is, for first off, again, as we talked about at the last roundtable, Ravenloft is an amazing book. It is phenomenal. I hope that the writers who did Ravenloft are kept around by Wizards of the Coast to write other supplemental books, because the way it is written, and I had heard one other podcast talk about, basically, it's like you can tell these writers are teachers, because the pedagogy of the entire book is it shows you this is point A to point B to point C. Even sometimes you were looking at the table of contents, you go, I don't understand why that is there instead of being over here. Once you read through it, you go, oh, now I understand that's there because they need to kind of show you this little step first and then move on to the next step.
Nice.
It'd be so much better if the Dungeon Master's Guide was written this way.
Right.
And I'm really trying to read through the Dungeon Master's Guide. I'm like, wait, you talk, but why did you, what?
You set up bookmarks to find one thing.
Yeah. But it's so good. We've really enjoyed A&M Talk D&D. I think, Ash, I think our idea is that even after Ravenloft is over, that we're going to keep just talking about maybe going on the Dungeon Master's Guide or whatever.
That's why it's called A&M Talk D&D, not A&M Talk Ravenloft.
Right.
But yeah, no, I enjoy it. You know, we have a lot of fun with it. And I think, as I've said in A&M Talk D&D, is that you and I have a lot of strong opinions about stuff. And we have a lot of knowledge between the two of us. I like to joke around. For some reason, I always turn into that person that everyone thinks has been around forever, yet I've only been in it since 5th edition.
Yeah.
I have so many friends who are just like, hey, you were here for this thing, right? And I was like, nope.
No. But we read and we retain. I think that's what it is we go on. There's lots of places, sources to find out of this information. And I'm kind of the same way. Although I was all
we
the
fall
way
down
back,
rabbit holes a lot.
Right. Although my knowledge goes back to AD&D. It goes back to the early 80s of playing Dungeons and Dragons. I stopped in 89 and didn't pick it back up until 2017. But I then go through, there's lots of knowledge on the web, and so I think we have the knowledge, although we might not have necessarily the experience of playing back then. So talk about plausible deniability. Johnny, what is that?
It's a Johnny and Mochran thing, or Johnny and Brooke thing. It's not just a Johnny thing. I've had the idea since we decided we're going to do some Twitch stuff to do like an interview show kind of thing, and it was kind of hit or miss with the mic and camera set up and everything, but I've got it now. It worked out great. Everyone could hear everyone, and it's not necessarily going. We're not going to focus on we're talking about D&D, especially since you guys have yours going on.
Right.
We're talking about like kind of get to know you, us just chatting. It's really just an in the moment thing.
Nice.
Kiri, we're inviting you officially now. Not this Thursday, but the next, to be a guest.
Woohoo!
Let me check my calendar.
Brooke and I are still trying to figure out which one of us is going to be good cop and which one of us is going to be back cop in this interview, process.
We already know about that setup.
The Vogue lie detector test.
No.
So...
She's literally checking her phone for plausible deniability. I think, I'm busy that day.
No.
That's right.
But we're gonna.
I should be free, but if my sister doesn't go into labor by then,
okay.
I'm waiting for my nephew.
Well, you can't
obviously
jump in from the waiting room of the hospital.
This could be the best plausible deniability ever.
Yes.
Wow.
Go right in. It'll be fantastic.
So why are you sweating? How come everyone's pacing? What's that yelling in the background? Also, I think it would be really neat, too, going through, we'll bring Connor on, et cetera, at some point. But also to randomly drop links to the Zoom in our invite links in our Discord for our patrons.
Oh, that's neat, too.
Every once in a while, and just see who shows up and what we can talk about with them. And
A lot of them are also D&D players as well.
Yeah, of course.
And we've been looking for ways. Then COVID hit, and so we've been looking for ways to bring patrons to the studio. Yeah. It just is not working out. I mean, it's just not feasible.
No.
But this would be a way to, have some folks show up.
Okay. And so go over to twitch.com/reddirtdnd to join in on this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So we do want to thank our patrons before we take off. Ash has got a list. And these people they're not just listeners. They are fans of the show. And they've invested in the show, which has really helped us to grow, really helped us to do a lot of great things with our websites and other things that we've been doing. Plus, we still have a drawing when we get 20 patrons for the Dice Tower.
Woo-hoo!
From
so close.
Yes, from
Pro Laser Cuts.
Thank you.
That's Laser and Cuts with a Z. Pro Laser Cuts.
We love them.
Yes, and so please become a patron so we can get that drawing. We're going to roll a 20d20 and pick somebody to get this gift. But more importantly, it is about just becoming true fans of this podcast. So that is why we're asking you to join us. Join people like
Nightmare.
Yay!
Woo! John DeFelici.
Yay!
New Mexico.
Yeah!
Tim! Derek Rusnick.
Woo!
Germbot.
Yeah!
Kimberly Cross.
Yahoo!
Courtney.
Yay!
Courtney.
David Adams.
Woohoo!
Carla Stevenson.
Yes!
Nicholas Rodriguez.
Nicole!
Sheila Griffin.
Yay!
Strix.
Woo!
Tim A.
Tim!
Other Tim!
And Tina McBride.
Yay!
Okay, this has really become like the opening credits for Rocky Horror Picture Show. If anybody's ever gone and you see the picture, then you just yell a shout out. We've got actually a shout out for every one of our.
Let us know in the audience if you scream Tim A or the other Tim.
If we ever read the list backwards, will that be like
that'll totally mess me up?
Mess up.
That's a true test.
I will not know how to do that. So, but we want to be able to shout out your name. So
yes,
joining us at patreon.com/reddirtdnd. Come and join us at our Twitch site, twitch.com/reddirtdnd, because it's a lot of fun and we are, this is not just it for Red Dirt D&D. We are growing. We're going to be moving on. This is going to be a big thing for a long time to come. So jump on the bandwagon now, because it's going to be huge. So
join up on that wagon train. We're about to head out of Missouri here. Head all the way to Seattle.
Woohoo!
And YouTube, you still got videos loading up on YouTube. Not videos, but audio loading up
not
on YouTube.
Not recently, but yeah.
Yeah. It's summer now, so maybe more.
Yeah.
In the meantime, thanks so much for joining us. New episodes drop every Wednesday.
Woo!
Woo! And
do we have a Patreon update on when it drops?
Yes. Do Patreon episodes now drop on Sunday?
Yeah! Sunday.
Rather than just the day before. Sunday. So you get a Sunday, you're off, you're relaxing, and you can just listen to Red Dirt D&D because you're a patron member. So thank you very much. In the meantime, for everyone else, we will see you on the flip side.
Woo!
Bye.
Okay, so this gift is really like a big laptop.